And I'm joined in the studio by Karen Lena, who is from Barrow Farm. So very good morning to you. Thanks for coming in today.
Hello, Michelle. Thanks very much for allowing me to come and talk to your listeners about Barrow Farm.
Now, tell us all about the farm and the work that you do there.
Well, we're a specialist riding centre for children and adults with disabilities, and we're one of only two centres in Essex that provides riding. Many riding for the disabled provide riding through just ordinary riding schools. And we're a specialist centre, which means that our ponies and staff are very well trained, and we can take the most severely disabled children and adults for riding.
Now, you're a volunteer there. How did you actually get involved with the centre, and what's your role there?
All the volunteers have many different roles. Some of us come for just a few hours a week and some for many hours. I've been involved for over 10 years. I did some riding for the disabled when I was a teenager, and I'm particularly interested in disabled children because I was working with them and I've ridden all my life, so it gives me a dual exposure, and I just love being there and being able to help.
You've recently been awarded £50,000 from Sports England. How is that going to improve the facilities for you there?
Well, we had an indoor school where most of our riding takes place, and this was built in 1984. And obviously, since that time, there's been deterioration in the building, so we need to repair the roof in quite a big way. And the floor has become very uneven and compacted, so we're going to replace the floor. And this will enable us to continue with most of our normal riding, which goes on there, but also to start up two new areas of riding for our children and adults with a show jumping and some endurance riding as well.
Now, tell us, I know you've got some quotes from parents, but tell us what the children actually get out of coming and being with the horses and riding. What do they get out of the whole experience?
Well, we have a kind of strap line with four Fs, which is fun, which is very important. Yep. Fitness, many of our children have physical disabilities, so we help them to keep fit. Fulfillment, because many of our children don't achieve very much in other aspects of their life, so we feel that the I can do approach that we have there gives them fulfillment. And friendship, we become very important to them as part of a social group. The riding helps their balance and their coordination, their posture, and gives them a sense of independence, which many of them as wheelchair users don't have.
Oh, and what quotes have you got from parents? Have you said you've got a few quotes there to read?
I have. I've got one from a rider, first yep. of all, one of our adult riders, and she says, "When I'm riding, I feel so alive, free from my wheelchair." And yep. I think that's lovely. We have some autistic twins who ride with us who are quite severely disabled, and their mum has said, "Barrow Farm gives them a few hours of pure happiness each week, where they truly relax and engage with the world around them. As a parent, you couldn't ask for a greater gift than that."
It's one of those things with children and animals. They just pick up so many good kind of feelings off of animals. Even when you take small children to petting zoos and stuff, with getting involved. And obviously, I've only ever been on a horse once when I was very young. I'm only quite short, but I can remember being up there, and it is. I was quite scared at the time because I was only little. But it's a wonderful experience. I would love to be able to actually ride a horse or go through the woods on a horse. It just must be phenomenal.
Well, just to see the expression on the children's faces and the smiles. And we have one very big horse called Molly who doesn't like people standing in front of her, and one of the very autistic young men actually got off her a few years ago and came round to the front of her and kissed her on the nose. And as you know, autistic children are not emotional, and it was a very special moment for all of us.
Now, are all the horses, have they got their own, because I don't know that much about horses, but have they all got their own little personalities? Have they got quite different personalities? And which one's your favourite?
Well, my favourite has to be the big one, Molly, because that's the one I ride, but they yep. definitely have different personalities, some of them can be very cheeky. But when they're working with their disabled riders, they are just the most amazing group of ponies and horses, and we're very proud of them.
Now, how many volunteers have you actually got at the centre?
We provide riding for 120 children and adults in each week.
Wow.
And we have about the same number of volunteers. We only have four paid members of staff, and the rest of the work is done by volunteers.
Now, you can take a look at the website, which is allthews.barrowfarm.com. RDA. It's barrowfarmrda.org.uk. That will be up on the website a little bit later. You've also got you've got some events. You've got a dog show coming up, and you've got the new garden area, which you're having an open day on in May. So tell us a bit more about that, those two events.
The dog show is this Sunday, which is the 4th of May, and this is just a fundraising event, but we're very keen to get as many people bringing their dogs along as possible. On the 17th of May, that is our usual open day, where we have musical rides, dressage demonstrations, our wonderful pony parade. But in addition, this year, we're going to open the new garden area, which was an unused area behind the indoor school. And with the help of many local charities and volunteers, we have turned this into an area with wheelchair access, and we're hoping to create sensory beds, flower beds, so that our riders, the families, our staff and volunteers have an area where they can sit while they're waiting for rides and for their coffee break and lunch breaks. And we're very grateful to local rotaries, including Brentwood and Beckett Rotary, yep, for helping us. And we've had many hours of volunteers from Valero Energy Limited, which are a US oil refining company, and from Direct Line Group. Their volunteers have come and helped us for several days' work.
Now, if you do want to become a volunteer, obviously you can go to the website, all the W's, barrowfarmrda.org.uk. Having problems with my R's today. I sound like I lived in Dublin for a while. Sometimes it comes back when I say my R, but I get my R's out not very well. Obviously the children, you know, enjoy being there. And if there's a family out there and they have a child that's disabled and they've never been before, how would they go about it? Just go to the website, or can they contact you if they'd like to come along, or can you just turn up?
We prefer you not to turn up, because it's important that we have enough time to be able to show you around, and to have the time, because most of the time we are actually working with our rides.
Yep.
So please go to the website and write to us by our email address, which is barrowfarmrda@googlemail.com. It's on the website, we can talk to you on the phone, and very happy to welcome people to show them around.
And also, if people want to give donations as well to keep the centre, because obviously it's quite expensive to keep a centre like this going, although you have lots and lots of volunteers that give their time, you're also looking for donations as well.
Absolutely.
And how much is it if a child wants to, you know, if a family wants to get a child involved, how much is it to actually, you know, ride the horses, or is there a set fee, or is there no fee? How does it work?
It costs about £25 for the average ride.
Yeah.
And people contribute to that, including the special schools that ride there. They're currently paying £10.50 for a ride.
Yeah.
So we have to raise the rest of the money towards that. If people have difficulty paying the money, then we can help them out.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming in today. Hopefully you'll come in again soon. And if you want to check out the website, we will have all the details up for the dog show at the weekend, and also for the open day on the 17th of May, which is to see the new garden. It's actually got wheelchair access as well, which is fantastic. And if you do have a disabled child and you think to yourself, that sounds like something that I think they would enjoy and get a lot out of, but, you know, just have a look at the website. It's all the W's, barrowfarmrda.org.uk.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Right, have a great afternoon. Right, 11:29. We're going to carry on with some sports news, and then you can find out about the Great Gatsby at the Queen's Theatre. 1, 2, 3. Phoenix FM Sports with the Brentwood Brewing Company.